Automation is still on. So let's stop the high blood pressure. It is 6 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. As Pete mentioned, we believe there are still tickets to a fantastic set at the Crystal Ballroom. Don't know where that is. That's on the second floor of the Somerville Theater. And it's a benefit concert for New Beginnings Reentry Services. Proof of COVID vaccine and face masks are required for entry. But yeah, it's going to be a absolutely great show. The Dogmatics with Berence Whitfield, Linnea's Garden with Carissa Johnson, Devil's Love with Andrea Gillis and Abby Barrett, Melissa Farrick, Simone Burke and Jerry Lehane, Gretchen Shea in the Middle Eight, Kid Gulliver with Corin Ashley, Cold Expectations with Adam Sherman and Lauren Parks, and The Daylilies with Hugo Burnham. It is 6:01. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is Cafe Mofo. Blue Heron is doing their Christmas in Baroque Germany tonight, but this is a new program for them that they haven't previously made a recording of. So, for those of you who follow Blue Heron, you know they're doing all of Akajem. So we're going to hear a few tunes.
Thank you. Shortest day came, and the year died. Everywhere down the centuries of the snow-white world came people singing, dancing, to drive the dark away. They lighted candles in the winter trees. They hung their homes with evergreen. They burned beseeching fires all night long to keep the year alive. And when the new year's sunshine blazed awake, they shouted, reveling. Through all the frosty ages, you could hear them echoing behind us. Listen. All the long echoes sing the same delight this shortest day, as promise wakens in the sleeping land. They carol, feast, give thanks, and dearly love their friends, and hope for peace. And so do we here, now, this year, and every year. Welcome you!
Welcome you!
The change and come, they came with me and the dance went on.
Dance, dance, dance.
And that's the tune that usually closes the first part of the revels. In case you don't know anything about the Christmas revels, tonight is their opening night, December 17th. It runs through the 29th. 15 performances, matinees, and evenings at Sanders Theater. That's Memorial Hall in Harvard University. And there's an extended run that is online only from December 30th through January 9th. The revels are in celebration of the winter solstice. For tickets and more information, you can call 617-496-2222. Or go on the web at revels.org. So we heard The Revels were live for 50 years. Unfortunately, in 2020, we had no vaccines and no real protection against that nasty COVID. So they issued this 50th anniversary, going through some of their fine pieces from a number of years. The Hodi Christus Natus Est was from 1995. Old Lang Syne was from 2005. The Shortest Day, John Langstaff did that in 1991. And this poem was written in 1977 by author and longtime Revels script writer Susan Cooper, specifically for Revels, and even more specifically in the voice of Jack Langstaff. It quickly became a staple of every Christmas Revels in Cambridge and in all Revels companies across the country. So we have Jack Langstaff and his daughter Carol to thank for the tradition of the Revels and bringing it to other portions of the country so they can have their own celebration. The Lord of the Dance. Jack and his daughter Carol adopted the song for their very first Christmas Revels in 1971. The English poet and songwriter Sidney Carter had recently grafted new words onto the American Shaker tune Simple Gifts. To accompany the song, Carol created a dance from English Morris traditions with the help of Martin Gretz and Jonathan Morse. The audience not only sang on the refrains, but also filed out of the theater, hand in hand in serpentine lines through the lobby. And they have done so ever since. And I couldn't resist partially playing part of it again because Jack Langstaff is no longer with us in person, but thanks to the miracle of recordings, we have his terrific voice. And he was a person who said, "I not only believe that people can sing, I believe they want to sing. And as soon as we blur the lines between the audience and the stage, we have a terrific piece." So, from the Revels, we go to Warren Zevon.
Some get the awful, awful diseases. Some get the knife, some get the gun, and some get to die in their sleep at the age of 101. But life will kill you. That's what I said. Life will kill you. Then you'll be dead. Life will find you wherever you go. Requiescat in pace, that's all she wrote. Maybe you'll go to heaven, see Uncle Al and Uncle Lou, and maybe you'll be reincarnated. Maybe that stuff's true. Maybe if you were good, you'll come back as someone nice. And maybe if you were bad, you'll have to pay the price. But life will kill you. That's what I said. Life will kill you. Then you'll be dead. Life will find you wherever you go. Requiescat in pace, that's all she wrote.
So, words of wisdom there from Warren Zevon, Life Will Kill Ya. So, this is where I make a plea for, please, folks, get yourself vaccinated, get your booster if you possibly can. The CDC is now recommending that if you got the Johnson & Johnson first shot, that you definitely try and get a booster with either Moderna or Pfizer. But what we have to say is, if you live in Massachusetts, pay attention to the Massachusetts recommendations. But please do your best to support local artists. And we just want to mention that some of our local artists have some terrific merch for holiday gifting. You can get a Blood Lightning band ashtray. Just check them out. Bloodlightning.bandcamp.com. One of the ones that I particularly like is Kid Gulliver's Maple Syrup. What? Did you think the syrup thing was clickbait? The sweetest little indie rock band on the scene adds even more sugar to your life. The legit Vermont gold comes from trees on singer-guitarist Simone Burke's property. And if you were paying attention, you realize, hey, she's there at the annual Rock and Roll Holiday Benefit Concert tonight. It starts at 7 o'clock. You still have time to get down and get tickets. Who knows? She might even have brought some with her. You can pick up a pint for $15 or a quart for $30 at the December 17th gig. Well, yes, Warren Zevon had quite a lot to say, so let's hear one more from him.
Get old, don't let us get stupid, all right. Just make us be brave and make us play nice. let us be together tonight. Troubles they've had to keep me from thinking of mine. Don't let us get sick, don't let us get old, don't let us get stupid, all right. Just make us be brave, make us play nice, let us be together tonight. Causes the ripples in time. Lucky to be here with someone I like, who maketh my spirit to shine. Don't let us get sick, don't let us get old, don't let us get stupid, all right. Just make us be brave, make us play nice, let us be together tonight. Don't let us get sick, don't let us get old, don't let us get stupid, all right. Just make us be brave, make us play nice, let us be together tonight.
Someone you break, I know you got too well to. long.
Thank you.
just as blue as the sky. I love that gal like a schoolboy loves his
heartaching blues, just as blue as the sky.
And that was Sam Amadon doing a tune that Taj Mahal composed, Light Rain Blues, from the album of the same name released last year on Nonesuch Sam Amadon. Before that, we heard Adia Victoria doing Carolina Bound from a Southern Gothic out on Atlantic Records. 8 Point Star, also known as Matt Payton, with Brand New Shirt from the album 8 Point Star, just out on VHF. Joaquin Cooter gave us Heartaching Blues with Over That Road I'm Bound, out on None Such in 2020. Amethyst Kia gave us Hangover Blues from Wary and Strange, her album just released on Rounder Records. Trey Burt gave us The Ransom Blues with You, Yeah, You, on John Prine. Once again, sad that he's gone, but his Oh Boy records live on. And Warren Zevon gave us Don't Let Us Get Sick from his Life'll Kill Ya album. And we'll just bring you a little bit of a weather snippet. It will be lovely tonight. However, tomorrow, after about 10 o'clock in the morning, things are going to go south here in the Boston area. We're probably going to get something like freezing rain, sleet, uncomfortable things like that. And if you're traveling outside of the 495 route, be prepared for snow. Or if you thought you would go north and do some skiing, well, then you'll really get snow because they're forecasting several inches in the mountains.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
We leave you in the tender hands of Rick Deckard.
Force of you is mesmerizing. You drag me down with your heaviness. I lose my breath but dive deeper. Just the thought of you, it can be as it is. Every day
you're
I try
listening
to let go.
To WMFO.
A boomerang, you always come back around when I'm around.